T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As if you needed any more proof that our intelligence agencies, from the CIA to the FBI to the Department of Homeland Security to the NSA, are being weaponized against 74 million Trump voters, today probably pretty much clinched it for you. On the very day news broke of the Biden administration's plans to begin spying on the 74 million Trump supporters, they call them extremists, that because the government can't monitor our post, they would hire private sector sources to do it. Not domestic terrorists they're spying on or those on terror watch lists. No, people who are extremists just because their views are extreme. On this very day, we get a naked look inside the CIA, what they're recruiting, who they're recruiting, and it was terrifying. I had a visceral reaction to it. What ran through my head? Folks, this is the first time I've consciously thought, as I watched this video I'm about to play for you, you know, I maybe need to buy some land in another country just in case I have to get out. That's the impact this had on me. And I follow these people for a living. The recruitment video was overtly political. Both of them, actually. There are two. We'll get to the second one in a bit. We'll also get deeper into Biden's new plans to spy on those he politically disagrees with, using the very intelligence agencies liberals are weaponizing. To set this up properly, you've got to take note of the CIA analyst in the CIA recruitment video, what they chose for her to wear. It's not random. Her T-shirt features the sign, the symbol of Marxism, the Marxist power fist, later adopted by the Marxist leaders, self-proclaimed, that's not my opinion, of Black Lives Matter as their symbol. It's the classic symbol of the early 1900s Marxist revolutions, the clenched fist. She had it on her T-shirt in the video, inside of the female symbol. This is a traditional radical feminist and Marxist symbolism. They chose it for this. The CIA of all places has to know the long Soviet Marxist history of that clenched fist. Seeing as the agency battled its proponents around the globe in the era of Soviet communism and Marxism. And yet they chose it. I can't wrap my head around that. And then the video itself. Again, a recruitment video? Makes clear both who's welcome now with the CIA and who is not. Not radical, not liberal, not socialist, not Marxist, not welcome. It can't be clearer after you watch this video. Here's the key part of the clip by an analyst who purportedly works there. As you listen to the full horror of this, note what's not there. Any mention of America, Homeland Security, wanting to help her country? Any mention among her very many identities that she lists, of American being one of them. It's completely devoid of that. But then, that's consistent with woke culture, which hates, abhors, and wants to destroy and thus remake the country. A true wokester would never mention America or laud it in any way, much less actually want to serve it. That comes through loud and clear in this video.
I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking declaration, a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization. I am educated, qualified, and competent, and sometimes I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my two sons, and I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do. I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance. I am proud of me, full stop. My parents left everything they knew and loved to expose me to opportunities they never had. Because of them, I stand here today a proud first-generation Latina and officer at CIA. I am unapologetically me. I want you to be unapologetically you, whoever you are. Know your worth. Command your space.
It's the single most narcissistic 2 minutes I've listened to in a long time. Proudly wearing her mental illnesses as a badge of honor. This is what the CIA is recruiting? The internet and even the UK Daily Mail recoiled in horror. Because it wasn't just a recruitment video. It was a veritable announcement of the overt politicization of the CIA and that it had turned radical left. Again, coming out on the very day, at least getting news attention, on the very day the Biden administration announces it intends to pay private sector companies to infiltrate private Facebook pages, private messages of citizens for extremism. The government, it's clear, is being turned against us based on politics and political views. Liz Wheeler nailed exactly how this video makes you feel on Twitter. She wrote, "Watch this insane CIA recruitment video and tell me the CIA isn't a woke swamp creature capable and willing to weaponize their power to target their political opponents, conservatives." It was almost as if the video served a double purpose. But should we be surprised? No. Look up this article online. It's from CNN. September 15th, 2016. The headline is this: Polygraph Panic. CIA director fretted his vote for communist. It's about John Brennan, who Obama appointed to head the CIA, and how in 1980, he voted in an election for a Communist Party candidate, which he thought should have prevented him from getting into the CIA. He told the CNN the story of his test. Quote, "I froze because I was getting so close to coming into the CIA and said, okay, here's the choice, John. You can deny that and the machine is probably going to go, you know, wacko, or I can acknowledge it and see what happens," he said about his vote for the communist. He chose to be forthcoming. "And when I finished with the polygraph and I left, I said, well, I'm screwed." But soon after, he got his admission notice to the CIA. What does that mean? That we shouldn't be surprised. So if back in 1980, John Brennan was allowed to say, "I voted for the Communist Party," and still get into the CIA, this is deep, wide, and entrenched. So if the CIA has effectively had a communist sympathizer as a director, and not once did that polygraph ever slow his rise through the ranks, you understand exactly how we got here. But this poses other practical problems, as a panel on Fox News pointed out this morning.
That's the kind of stuff that starts to wonder, if that's what's driving recruitment at the CIA, then what's driving the decisions on operations and mission? Are they more focused on Catholicism abroad because of its oppressive past than, say, Islamic terror that's knocking at our door? What, you know, what, how do they decide what our threats are if that's how they decide what makes you qualified to serve in the CIA?
Former CIA agent Brian Dean Wright had this to say.
The first question is, what happens when the CIA is deeply political, not just at the senior levels, but in fact the rank and file? That's a nightmare situation. We saw this propagandist garbage, and that's exactly what it is. So that's frightening for the country, which actually then gets to the second piece, which is, practically speaking, what happens when you hire a bunch of folks who are wokesters going out into a world that is not woke?
What happens? You get the Russia collusion hoax. You get two intelligence agencies, the CIA and the FBI, who attempted illegally to frame a sitting American president. You get John Brennan, the communist, we now know, self-admitted on national television from 2017 to 2019, telling us that Trump was all but a Russian agent, telling us assuredly that Trump was under the influence of Russia, and telling us assuredly that Russia colluded to get him elected, all of which were a total lie that would later be debunked by both the Mueller report that took aim at the collusion and declared it didn't happen. Despite John Brennan, former head of the CIA, telling us for years on television that it did. He's a liar with a political agenda. We also know that Russia didn't interfere in the election. Remember, that was the DNC server hacking. Well, we would later learn in 2019 that way back in 2017, in a closed classified grill session before a Republican committee, that, remember, as I told you yesterday, CrowdStrike, the Democrats' own contractor, would admit that they had no proof that anybody hacked the DNC server, much less, if anybody did, that it was the Russians. And yet, John Brennan, that CIA director, who made it into the CIA despite his communist sympathies and then made director, would go on national television and lie to you. He also lied to you when he signed, most recently, the letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was not, in fact, real, but was Russian propaganda. In fact, Brennan signed that letter that also went after the New York Post, calling their, now we know to be correct, story, Russian disinformation and propaganda. It was all a lie. So there now is no doubt whatsoever that this agency is not only overtly political, but will lie, its members, its leaders will lie to persecute those on the other side of the aisle. And this is what they're recruiting. If that sends a chill down your spine, then it means you're fully awake. Up next, all of this is part of an overt politicization of all of our intelligence agencies, as daily we see the signs that they are being turned against Trump supporters. Next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
During the presidential campaign, you'll remember, Antifa.com auto-redirected to first to the Joe Biden campaign page and then eventually to the Joe Biden fundraising page. If you Google that, you'll see CNN doing a fact check saying it wasn't real. But those of us who actually tried it all the way up to Election Day know it was true. Antifa redirected to Joe Biden's campaign again and again and again when you went to their website. And now he's paying them back. Here's a montage from Fox News. You could hear the shock in Harris Faulkner's voice in the second part of this at the slap on the hand that Antifa protesters, violent rioters, and looters got. Let's not forget what they did this summer when Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler came on the air to tell them to stop trying to murder people. They were setting federal buildings on fire while blocking the doors to keep the agents inside from exiting. And they used plywood to do it, plywood through which nails had been driven. One agent pushed on the plywood and the nails went through his hand. So you got to keep that in mind. In addition to that, in Portland, Seattle, different Antifa protesters had used laser beams to try to blind officers, including a police pilot who was in the air flying a helicopter. Anything our side did on the 6th of January pales in comparison to that, but the two incidents are not being treated alike. Here's Fox News.
As unrest continues in the city, we're learning most of the rioters charged in connection with the violent protests last summer are now not actually going to be prosecuted at all. Several of those suspects were accused of assaulting police officers. You know, we covered it here.
Yeah, Harris, I think this is going to surprise a lot of people. We saw it play out in Portland last summer. The Fed stepped in and arrested a lot of people for riot because basically the local district attorney said he would not. The chaos took place right outside the federal courthouse in downtown Portland. We watched this incredible violence unfold every night as federal officers were brought in from around the country to protect the federal buildings in the city. When DA Mike Schmidt said that he would not charge people, even for felony rioting, the White House pressured the U.S. attorney in Oregon to start hauling rioters into federal court. Over several months, U.S. Attorney Billy Williams did just that, filing charges against 97 people. But since then, Williams and the acting U.S. attorney under President Biden have dismissed or deferred 58 of those cases. Seven people have pled guilty, but only one is going to go to prison. And there are 32 cases pending. The federal public defender says justice is being served.
I think the federal government went overboard in some of the ways that they addressed these protests. And what we're seeing now is that many of the cases that were brought because of the federal government's overreach are now being dismissed.
Wow. But Fox News was just getting started.
Now, of the 31 deferred cases, which means no record, no jail time, and maybe some community service, 19 are felonies, including, get this, 16 assaults of federal officers. The former head of Homeland Security who went to Portland to check on the courthouse is shocked that so many cases are being dropped.
It's offensive to all the men and women who risk their lives in Portland for 90 to 120 days or even longer in some cases, being attacked night after night after night.
And Chad Wolf told me that Billy Williams, the U.S. attorney under President Trump in Oregon, was hesitant to file those federal charges, saying that it's basically Oregon doing what Oregon and Portland does. And he also said that he felt like that would only inflame the situation. And the U.S. attorney in office now says that basically we're going to dismiss cases unless we can prove beyond a reasonable doubt and get a conviction. But to see scores of these cases being dismissed, when we saw the video night after night of these officers out there and in some cases tussling with these protesters, is pretty surprising. Harris?
So we've got to get to the point where video matters or it doesn't. I mean, we watched this play out and people in the streets were not even shy about covering their faces in most instances. But 16 assaults on police of the 19 felonies, Nothing?
Crazy.
Of course, the big headline, too, is that it's continuing. They just had to declare one. A riot there.
Up next, but the January 6th, trespassers would suffer a very different fate at the hands of our highly politicized intelligence agencies. Next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now remember the comparison CBS reporter Catherine Herridge drew in a tweet last week. She was shocked to learn that just 300 rioters from all the riots over the summer last year, all the way up through the fall, just 300 were federally arrested and prosecuted in total across the country. Yet over 500 had been arrested in the January 6th incident. That was far less violent and produced immeasurably less damage and loss of life. Tucker Carlson sums up the difference in justice standards brilliantly.
A district court judge, Christopher Cooper, just released one man who has been in detention for 4 months now. That man, a 60-year-old named Richard Barnett, had made the mistake of entering Nancy Pelosi's office without permission. He didn't burn it down, he didn't hurt anybody, but for that crime, for trespassing in Nancy Pelosi's office, he was locked away in solitary confinement. There, he was allegedly beaten by prison guards, including a guard who told him that he hated all white people. Now, Judge Cooper, who we should tell you is an Obama appointee, had to inform the Department of Justice this week that Richard Barnett, though you may not like who he voted for, still has rights in a constitutional democracy. And so Barnett was finally released from jail, thanks to the judge. But that case was not unusual. Barnett was one of more than 36 protesters from January 6th who have been held in solitary confinement at a DC jail for months now. This is so disproportionate, especially considering the people who torch buildings, including federal buildings, and rape others, and commit gun crimes, and rape, are getting out of prison in a day. This is such egregious treatment that Democrats in the Senate, including real lefties like Dick Durbin and Elizabeth Warren, actually said something about it. Quote, "Solitary confinement is a form of punishment that is cruel and psychologically damaging," Elizabeth Warren said. Elizabeth Warren. And we're talking about people who haven't been convicted of anything yet. Well, thank you, Elizabeth Warren. You may be wrong on everything, but you're right on that, and bless you for saying so. In a functioning democracy, every member of the Democratic Party would be saying exactly the same thing. Republicans would be saying it too. Where are the Republicans, by the way? What does Mitch McConnell do for a living? Hasn't said much about this. They've been silent about this egregious abuse of human rights. In a functioning democracy that cared about justice, there would be demands for the immediate release of every nonviolent protester who went to the Capitol on January 6th. But there aren't. So the White House will likely lock up more people it disagrees with. Just today, we should tell you, Victoria Tensing has been a guest on this show many times. Former federal prosecutor, a serious person, an attorney of 50 years in the District of Columbia, had her home raided by federal agents and her electronic devices seized. Why? We'll tell you when we know.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded listeners everywhere who really need to know what's going on.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.